Hello and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and today we're going to have an exciting show for you.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We're so happy you joined us today. Today's topic is entertainment.
And our title is Let's Go to the Movies. Let's go to the movies. Peter, when is a good time to see new movies?
Oh, the summer. Many new movies, very exciting movies, come out in theaters during the summer.
Well, this will be a very fun day. Let's learn more about summer movies in our Read It. Here's Peter.
Linda is looking at the movie schedule. She wants to see Finding Dory. It's a movie about a funny fish. Taylor is excited about a different movie. She wants to see Star Trek Beyond. Alex likes exciting action movies. He will go to see the new X-Men movie.
Thank you, Peter. Now, movies are fun to watch, especially in the movie theaters. Who do you like to see movies with, Peter?
I love to go with my friends to see movies, or sometimes I'll go with just my dad to see an action movie.
Very nice. And when do you like to go?
Well, I like to go on a Friday night or a Saturday night. You?
I usually go on the weekend, so Saturday or Sunday.
Well, I am excited that we get to talk about movies. This will be a lot of fun. So let's learn our keywords and then get started. Here's Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是暑假的电影。电影就是 movie。Linda 正在看电影的时间表。She is looking at the movie schedule. 她想要看一部叫做 Finding Dory 的电影。影片中的主角 Dory 是一只滑稽好笑的鱼。Dory is a funny fish. 形容词 funny 就是滑稽好笑有趣的。Taylor 想看的电影是 Star Trek Beyond. Star Trek 是电影名称，星际争霸战。而 Beyond 原是介系词，有超过或超出的意思。She wants to see Star Trek Beyond. Alex 比较喜欢精彩刺激的动作片。形容词 exciting 就是精彩刺激的。Alex likes exciting movies. 动作片是 action movie. Action 是名词动作或行动的意思。Alex likes exciting action movies.
嗨 Linda, what are you looking at?
The movie schedule. I want to see a movie.
Which one? I love summer movies.
I want to see Finding Dory.It opens tomorrow.
That one does look good. I really liked Finding Nemo.
So did I. Dory is such a funny fish. She can't remember anything.
The movie will be fun.
During the summer, many movies come out. You can see new movies in the movie theaters.I think this is always exciting to talk about.
Yeah, and it's also fun to talk about new movies. And our friend Linda wants to see a movie. That's why she is looking at the movie schedule.
Right. Now, before we learn more, Christina wants to talk to us about how to say this word.
Linda 在看电影时间表。The movie schedule. 我们要特别看看 schedule 这个字的发音，因为一般来说我们看到单字里有 d 的话，它都是发 d 的音，比如说 dog, desk, Sunday, 或是 garden, 这些都是 d 发 d 的音。但是今天的 schedule 就是不同咯，它念的 schedule d 发的是 j 的音，在英文里确实有些字是类似的特例。我们也常常听到有人会念错，比如说教育是 education， 很多人会把这个字念错。我们这次要介绍的不是要让你背下所有例外的字，只是要让你知道 D 的发音确实有一些特别的状况，所以当你碰到的时候就要注意一下。现在请你跟我一起来念念这些字，注意到 D 的发音 schedule schedule education education procedure procedure gradually gradually。
Thanks, Christina. So the movie schedule, there's that word, schedule, tells you what movies are playing and what time they are playing.
Schedules help us organize many things together. They are very useful.
Before I take a bus, I check the bus schedule. It tells me when the bus will come and where it will go.
Do you have many different things going on in your life? Well, maybe you can make a schedule for yourself.
Linda wants to see Finding Dory. This will be a lot of fun.
Yes, that's great. I saw the movie that came out before that one. It was called Finding Nemo.
Ooh, that was a really funny movie too. Now, this movie opens tomorrow.We use the word open here, but you could also say a couple of other phrases. Movies come out, or you could say start playing.
I want to see this movie right when it comes out.
Maybe you can see it with Linda. Now, do you always see movies when they open?
Well, not always. Only the really...big movies like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars. It's fun seeing a movie when it first comes out, but the movie theater can be very crowded.
That is true, but it can be exciting to see all those people see the same movie with you. Everyone is looking forward to it. Okay, friends, let's go to the next part and learn more about this.
Are you going to see Finding Dory tomorrow?
No, I won't see it on the first day. The theater will be too crowded.
I don't mind. I'm really excited to see it.
I'm more excited to see a different movie.
Which one is that?
Star Trek Beyond. It opens next month.
I want to see that one too.
When you see a movie, it's fun to go with friends. Linda wants to see Finding Dory tomorrow. Maybe she is trying to get a group together.
But Taylor won't see the movie tomorrow. Let's take a look at this word won't. It is the opposite of will, and it's actually will not. But you can also say won't.
That's right.Will not and won't mean the same thing. And you use this word when you are talking about things going to happen.
So Taylor won't see it the first day. What is her reason? Well, it's because the theater will be too crowded.
I understand that. I often don't like crowded places. When something is too crowded...That means there are too many people there. The place is just too full of people. I don't like crowds.
A group of people, many, many people is a crowd. Do you mind crowds? Sometimes I don't mind.
What did you just say?
I don't mind, Peter. What's the big deal? Sometimes it's fun to be with a lot of other people.I don't mind.
No, Marie, I don't mind is today's
calendar phrase.
I don't mind.
I don't mind. 我不介意。
It's a beautiful day. I want to go outside, but the parks will be crowded.
I don't mind.
The restaurants will be crowded.
I don't mind.
The theaters will be crowded too.
I don't mind.
Great, let's go.
I don't mind because I'm staying home.
Oh.
I don't mind.
I don't mind. 我不介意。
This is a great phrase to use. This can mean that something does not bother you, or you kind of like something, but it is not a strong feeling.
That's right. You don't care either way. You can use this word mind to ask polite questions too. Would you mind helping me?
And you can answer, sure, I don't mind.
That's right. Well, I want to see the movie Taylor is going to watch. She is more excited about Star Trek Beyond.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. And I'm excited to take a break. Let's take one right now. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Peter, many movies are coming out in the summer. Do you want to see Star Trek Beyond or Finding Dory?
Ooh, I'm really excited about Star Trek Beyond. I can't wait to see it. What do you want to watch?
I really want to see Finding Dory. The first movie was really great, so I'm excited for the second one.
That's great. Well, friends, let's watch the last part of our show together.
Did you see the new X-Men movie yet? I hear it's really good.
I don't really like movies like that. I like funny movies. I like to laugh.
I like exciting action movies.
Rob likes those movies too. Get him to see it with you.
I'll try. Although, maybe he already saw it.
Then you can ask Ben to see it with you.
Today, we first talked about Finding Dory. This is a family movie, and it is funny, so that means it is a comedy.
Then we talked about Star Trek Beyond. This is a sci-fi.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi movie because it happens in the future and in space. But it is also an action movie, right, Peter?
Yeah, it has a lot of action, big explosions, people fighting. And this last movie is exciting that we learn about today. Alex is talking about an action movie with Susie.
Yeah, it's the new X-Men movie. That is very exciting. I like action movies. Hey, maybe Alex can see it with Susie.
No, she doesn't like action movies. She likes funny movies like Finding Dory.
Well, maybe Alex can get Rob to see the new X-Men movie with him. Hey, this is a great sentence. Let's get Christina to tell us more about it.
Susie 建议 Alex 去找 Rob 来跟他一起看动作片。Get him to see it with you. 这是一个以原形动词做开头的祈使句。Get 有让人做什么或者是我们口语说的叫某人来做什么的意思。它的句型就是 get someone to do something. 我们来造句练习一下。Get him to clean his room. 让他打扫自己的房间。再来看一句。Get someone to fix the computer. 找人来修理电脑。
Thanks, Christina. This is a really useful sentence in English. We use it a lot.
Yeah, for example, I have a problem with my computer. I get my friend to help. Or, let's get Mom to make cookies.
Ooh, I like that one. Let's get Mom to make cookies. Friends, can you get a friend to practice with you? Just ask them, can I get you to help me?
So Alex will try to get Rob to see the movie with him. although maybe he already saw it. Let's talk more about this word, although, with Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. We get to learn a new grammar point. We are going to talk about how to use this word, although. For example, although I'm not sure I want to do that, or although I tried my best, I didn't do well. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, although the show has been very fun and exciting, we are out of time. We need to practice our keywords. You can review them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Movie. Movie. I like to see movies in a theater.
Funny. Funny. They laughed at the funny man.
Beyond. Beyond. The door is just beyond that window.
Exciting. Exciting. This is a really exciting show.
Action. Action. There is lots of action in this movie. Friends, make sure to practice those key words. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Hi, Linda. What are you looking at?
The movie schedule. I want to see a movie.
Which one? I love summer movies.
I want to see Finding Dory. It opens tomorrow.
That one does look good. I really liked Finding Nemo.
So did I. Dory is such a funny fish. She can't remember anything.
The movie will be fun.
Are you going to see Finding Dory tomorrow?
No, I won't see it on the first day. The theater will be too crowded.
I don't mind. I'm really excited to see it.
I'm more excited to see a different movie.
Which one is that?
Star Trek Beyond. It opens next month.
I want to see that one too.
Did you see the new X-Men movie yet? I hear it's really good.
I don't really like movies like that. I like funny movies. I like to laugh.
I like exciting action movies.
Rob likes those movies too. Get him to see it with you.
I'll try. Although, maybe he already saw it.
Then you can ask Ben to see it with you.
Monkey Man, let's do something fun!
Good idea. Why don't we go to the movies?
Hooray! I love movies! But which movie?
Oh, I have the movie schedule right here. Let's look.
Okay.
Oh, look.
Oh, hey, what is Finding Dory about?
I think it's about a funny fish.
Oh, I want to see it.
Or how about Star Trek Beyond?
Oh, yeah. I want to see that one.
Oh, or how about this one? We can go see the new X-Men movie.
Yeah, sounds exciting. I want to see that one.
Well, let's choose one.
But I want to see them all.
Which one should we watch first?
Oh, let's see.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about movies. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Cilla Britti.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Cilla. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Cilla, we have a question today from Christian Aletas of Bali, Indonesia. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'll try.
Great. Christian writes, I love movies. My favorite movies are comedies. What are other popular types of movies?
Oh, I love this question, Christian. I am an actress, so I love movies too.
I do too. Christian's favorite movies are comedies. Comedies are funny. They make people laugh.
That's right. Another popular type of movie is an action movie. Action movies are exciting. They usually have a lot of, well, action. You can see car chases and other dangerous things.
I really enjoy good action movies. What about dramas?
Well, dramas tell a serious story. One or more of the characters has a problem they need to solve. So sometimes dramas can make you cry.
What is your favorite type of movie, Cilla?
Well, I love science fiction movies. They are always so interesting. They often talk about the future and future technology. And they usually have space or time travel.
Science fiction movies are really interesting. What about animated movies?
Animated movies are cartoons. They are usually very popular with children and families.
Animated movies are really fun to watch.
I agree. I enjoy watching them with my nieces and nephews.
Thanks for answering our questions, Cilla. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Well, Marie, we are talking about movies in the theater. We really haven't talked about the theater. What do you like about going to the movie theater?
Well, of course, I really want to see the movie, but in the theater, I want to bring some things there. I always buy popcorn, a large popcorn, of course, and a soda, and some candy, too.
Wow, yeah, it's fun to eat all those things while you're watching the movie with your friends. The movie theater makes the movie feel special, I think. You can watch a movie at home, sure, but when you go to the movie theater, it has a different feeling.
Right, the screen is very big. Well, we had a very exciting show today. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.